Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'ad, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا 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 أهلا وسهلا بكم to our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal, who is our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Thumma alhamdulillah. Yes, dear viewers, I am in the company of our honorable, respected Maulana Abdul Qadir Attari Ansari, damat fuyuzuhum, and from different parts of the world, we both say ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. Maulana Sahib, alhamdulillah, our discussion for this afternoon being the purification of the heart, tazkiyatul qulub, and which I'm sure the viewers of Madani channel would also enjoy. The first question, which is related to the discussion, so that we can include our viewers in our program as soon as possible and initiate the discussion itself. How does the Quran emphasize on cleansing of the heart, purification of the heart, tazkiyatul qulub? If we commence and start directly from the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, how does the words of Allah guide mankind with regards to cleansing and cleaning of its heart?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi. Beginning with the Holy Quran, Subhanallah, which is our guide. Allah Azza wa Jal has said in this regard and has guided us that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, successful is he, is the one who became pure. Meaning successful is that person who protects his heart and saves himself from evil manners. Meaning this is the tafsir of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, which it is said that successful is he who protects his heart and saves himself from evil manners. Subhanallah. So heart is like a sponge. It accepts effects, different effects. If there are good effects, good imprints will be there. And in modern day technologies, if you look at how the computer drives are, the heart is something similar. And how the data is printed on the hard drives in the cylindrical shapes and one dot at a time. Similarly, the heart also, the imprints of all the good and the evil, they imprint in a similar manner. As long as one can distinguish between the right and the wrong, you must know there is still good in your heart. There is still hope for you. But then there comes a time when the darkness of the sins becomes so overwhelming that the entire heart becomes black. And then there is no light in that heart. Allahu Akbar. So this is how important it is for us to safeguard that heart. You know, one imprint at a time. That's how the heart becomes dark and hardened. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we need the nur of the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to illuminate our hearts.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. As you were speaking about this, the thought that was crossing my mind was, if you look at statistics out there with regards to people that suffer from physical heart damages, right? There are around 500 million people around the globe, Allah Sahib. This is an old stats. Wow. Even, you know, if you look at the latest update, plus 500 million plus people suffer from heart-related issues. Africa, dekh lein. Saari dunya mein aap dekh lein. Log dil ke mareez hote hain. Angina heart, this problem, that problem, bypass issues, putting stents in their hearts, so on and so forth. And if you see ki when physical, from apparent situations, there are a lot of people suffering from heart-related diseases that are life-taking, Maulana Sahib. From a spiritual aspect, there are also majority of people who suffer from heart-related diseases such as jealousy, malice, hatred, nafrat, bughz, kina, all these things that, as you said, are related to the heart. There are majority of people in the world who suffer from this and minority who don't suffer from this, Maulana Sahib. Most of people, if you look at 8 billion people in the world, plus minus, majority of people suffer from spiritual heart-related diseases. And the best part is many of them don't even know that I have this problem. Yet many feel I'm fine, I'm okay. So it has become obvious, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that purity of the heart is one of the deeds that leads to Jannah. Jiha, we should keep our heart purified of every type of jealousy and malice for all Muslims, especially relatives, our neighbors, those family members who stand a higher chance of being respected because of close bond and blood relations. But unfortunately, those are the people who are kicked. Those are the people who are thrown. The person who feels jealous and bears malice and hatred does wrong to himself and keeps inflicting taklif and pain on others. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah Kareem guide us. Yes, we ask for guidance and we should keep working towards the purity of the heart. As Maulana Sahib recited this beautiful verse, Qad aflaha man tazakka. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So Maulana Sahib explained that the Quran says, successful is the one who became pure. And the other verse of this, وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and the one who did not purify his heart, rather he contaminated his heart with sins, with gunas, then he is unsuccessful. So protection of the heart is very important, and this will determine how successful you are in this world and how unsuccessful you are in this world or in the hereafter. It's related to the heart, the cleanliness of the heart, the purity of the heart, the status of the heart, and the heart, which is the king of the body, dear viewers. It's very important for us to keep this intact, for us to keep the heart correct, for us to keep the heart sound and healthy, not only from nutritious meals and things that could keep the heart healthy from a scientific and health point of view, but rather from a spiritual point of view as well. And therefore, once again, we turn towards our Mawlana Sahib for some ahadith and words of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that has emphasized the importance of cleanliness, Mawasab, any hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah, after Quran, again, the hadith of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was once asked about the most superior person, as to who's the person who's most superior. And the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Kullu mahmum al-qalb saduqil lisan, meaning it was humbly asked, we know about saduqul lisan, as to who is truthful. But the Sahaba, they were concerned about Mahmoom al-Qalb, as to who this person is. It was replied that he is such a neat one upon whom neither there is sin, nor any oppression, nor does he have malice, nor jealousy for anyone. Subhanallah. Who has such a heart, that person is the most superior. Subhanallah. And a beautiful and a famous narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hadith is that he says he makes us aware of the fact that know that there is a piece of flesh in the body. When it becomes good, the whole body becomes good. Yeah. And when it gets spoiled, the whole body is spoiled. Beware that it is the heart.
But once again, on the side, the emphasis is not placed on the heart. A lot of people do not assume this to be the problems and the issues related to the heart. Or they may assume, but everyone feels we have a clean heart, generally. Everyone feels, I don't need to clean my heart. My heart is clean. But what are some of the signs to know that the heart is dirty? The heart needs attention. The heart needs purity and purification.
Here, mahmumul qalb, meaning the answer lies in there. As to who is that person? We all tend to think that, you know what, we are so, you know, we just have arrived from such a holy place. Ma'adullah, and we all tend to think that, you know, I'm good. There's nothing wrong with me. My heart is solid and it's clean and it's a clean slate, and I'm, you know, this khush fahmi, we call it, you know, thinking good about oneself. Okay, sometimes that may be true, but other times we are just it's just a wishful thinking.
Allahu Akbar.
We are in the wrong if we keep on sinning and we still think that our hearts are clean. If we keep on oppressing people and we still think that our hearts are clean, and if we continue to harbor malice and jealousy for others and we still think that our hearts are clean. Now this is two opposites. Allahu Akbar. So yes, if we are guilty of these things, then we should know that my heart is not clean. Admit that and work on it, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And we take the help and aid of Allah, Azza wa Jal. We ask Him to help us because He is the only one who can remove the filth of our hearts with tawbah, with
istighfar.
with forgiveness if we have wronged someone, Amen. And we seek their forgiveness, and then inshallah Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive us for our vices and sins.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Amir al-Sunnat says,
Madina mera sina ho mera sina, Madina ho mera sina, Madina ho Madina mera sina ho, مدینہ دل کے اندر ہو دل مضطر مدینے میں بلا لو پھر مجھے شائع بحروبر مدینے میں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو اب تک ہم نے قرآن شریف کی کچھ آیات بھی سنی ہیں, کچھ احادیث بھی سنی ہیں ڈی او ویورز آف مدینی چینل, وچ پروفز, یہ دلیل ہے, ایویڈنس ہے کہ پیوریفیکیشن آف دا ہارٹ, پیوریفیکیشن آف دا سول از اے فاؤنڈیشنل ٹیچنگ آف اسلام. جی ہاں, اے سینٹرل تھیم آف دا قرآن اینڈ این امپورٹنٹ ڈیوٹی آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ دیٹ ہی از دیئر ٹو پیوریفائی اس when he recites the ayat of the Holy Quran Pak. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak as well, and Allah Azza wa Jalla over and again emphasizes in the Holy Quran Pak about purification of the soul and purification of the heart. They are very, very important dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. So here we are here today, we want to learn ki what are the steps to become pious, hum pious kaise ho aur hum kis tarah se apne dil ki safai kar sakte hain, ruh ki safai kar sakte hain, kis tarah se ho sakta, how is it possible. Then ulama ikram ye farmate hain ki consistent dhikr, an ongoing reflection about the hereafter, are the most effective tools for transforming the heart and the soul, dear viewers.
Subhanallah.
Ji haan. Agar aap ye do cheeze leke chale aage chale, zikrullah, inshallah azza wa jalla, ongoing zikr, zikrullah. Aap din aur raat zikr kare, keep your tongues moist with the zikr of Allah. And the other is contemplation, reflection. Aap zara soche about the hereafter. Think about your matters related to the grave. This soch, this thinking is far greater than many other things in this world, dear viewers. And it is the best and most effective tools in transforming the heart. If your heart has become hardened because of the love of the dunya, if the heart has hardened because of the problems of this world, anxiety, financial pressure, things through the dunya, whether it's relationship that you're trying to make to work in this world, and it's not working, so the heart becomes harder because you are chasing the world. And this anxiety, this depression is all because of love of the dunya. So dear viewers of Madini channel, if you make dhikrullah, if you do the dhikr of Allah, and if you reflect upon the hereafter, these two tools are very, very effective. Subhanallah, these two powerful acts instill love and awe of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the heart, and it removes the spiritual diseases from the heart. So let's focus inshallah Azza wa Jalla as to how can we increase this to attain Allah's proximity and His closeness inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Once again, Mawlana Sahib, now the question is that, Hazrat, we as human beings learn from things around us. We see things around us. And yes, human beings have learned how to build airplanes and helicopters by looking at other creatures of Allah. If we have to walk well on the ground, then we can see others too. If we look at the world matters, we see that it has a car, why don't we have a car, why don't we have a bungalow, why don't we have a bungalow, then why don't we see this, that it's a namazi, why don't we have a namazi, why don't we have a ibadat, why don't we have a ibadat, he is a worshipper, why am I not a worshipper, why I can't, or why I don't wish to be like that worshipper who's an aesthetic worshipper. He's a devotee. You know, he's a very pious person. So, some examples of our pious predecessors whom we take to be our role models, Murana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah. The examples in this regard would be, firstly, when it comes to our pious predecessors, the greatest of the great were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is mentioned about a particular Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was an Ansari Sahabi. And one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there will be a jannati who will pass by just now. A jannati will pass by us just now, inshallah, azza wa jalla. And when he said this, An Ansari Sahabi, he came and he was carrying his shoes in his hand. And the wudu water was dripping. So when he came forward and he made salam to the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then after that he was gone. The second day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same thing. And again the same Sahabi appeared in the same form.
Allah.
Again the same thing repeated itself. And then the third day now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it again. And again the same Sahabi appeared. Now Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala, he was so sure that, you know, this, there's got to be a reason behind him having reached such an elevated status in the court of Allah, yes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is a Jannati. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certified him that he is a Jannati, and not once, thrice. So there's got to be something behind it. You know,
subhanallah.
It looks too good to be true, you know, like how we tend to think when we hear about things. So he followed him. He wanted to find out. He wanted to investigate. He followed him, and after he reached his place, he said, can I please stay with you for a few days? He said, yes, no problem. Be my guest. And Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, he stayed with him for 3 nights. As the duration for a guest is 3 nights, alhamdulillah, Islamically. So he stayed there for 3 nights, and he observed his days and nights. He would perform his faraid salah, and he wouldn't do anything extraordinary except that when he went to sleep in the night, any time that he would turn, he would make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he didn't find anything particular to figure out, okay, this is the, maybe the distinguishing factor, what separates him from the others. There wasn't any such thing. Or there wasn't anything physically for him to see. So at the end, he asked him, you know what, I give up. Please tell me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us that you are a Jannati, but we don't know what is it that you do. On that accord, you have been granted the title of being Jannati, subhanallah. He said, there's nothing that I can think of except for one thing, that I don't have any ill feelings in my heart about any believers, any Muslims, subhanallah. And I don't harbor any jealousy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given some ni'mah to somebody, I'm not jealous of that person's ni'mah and the bounties of that person, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. He said, wow, this is the formula, subhanallah. If you didn't ask him, we wouldn't have known that because of him having a clean heart, he became a Jannati, subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam certified him as Jannati.
Subhanallah, Ma'asab. You know, this incident and this story alone, it revives our iman, love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how pure were those people, dear viewers, that walked this earth, subhanallah, subhanallah. So, Ma'asab, how can we also attain some droplets from those blessings as well, Ma'asab, and become aesthetic and pious and humbled like this beautiful narration that you have presented, Ma'asab?
Alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, we need to obviously set our record straight. We need to self-introspect, and we need to reflect upon our doings. Allah, what is it that we do? How do we hurt people sometimes without even realizing? Like some people are naturally rude. They need to be shown and told. So if they don't, if we ourselves don't realize that we are guilty of this, that and that, because we are too used to doing it, such that it becomes natural for you. You don't even realize that you're doing this evil thing, that you are hurting people in the process. But those who are close to you, those who are sincere to you, maybe sometime they can point it out for you.
A
believer is another believer's mirror, subhanallah. So in this way, if somebody is making your islah, that means it is something that you couldn't see for yourself, but somebody is pointing it out. Take it seriously now, inshallah. So yes, our family members, our parents out there, if they tell us something that, you know what, you told me this here, or you spoke to me in a very abrupt manner, which I didn't appreciate. So we need to take notice of that. We shouldn't think, no, I don't know what they're talking about. There's nothing wrong with me. Instead of having this kind of attitude, we need to have the kind of attitude, okay, there has to be something that they noticed.
Right. And in this way here, they can be able to eradicate and overcome this.
You are alone. 10, 15, 20 people can't be wrong, and you're the only Mr. Right out there. You know, so it doesn't make sense. Like how we say in terms of the classification of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, mutawatir ahadith, we say that mass transmitted hadith. Why? Because it has been narrated by such a large number of people mm-hmm. that it is impossible for such a large number of people to have accumulated on falsehood. So yes, with the same token. So if you see people often tell you that, you know what, you need to, you got this problem here, you need to fix it. X, Y, Z, everyone is telling you about it. Then you need to take it seriously now. But you know what, everyone can't be wrong and I'm the only right one.
I agree. 100%.
So, in this way, we can rectify ourselves and slowly but surely mend our ways and change our habits.
But once again, dear viewers, since in this session, we are trying to contemplate, we are trying to fix the heart, we are trying to give you solutions how you can overcome the difficulties in this regard, right? Heart is sound, everything else is fine. Heart is sick, everything else is sick. If the heart is healthy, the rest of the body is healthy from a scientific point of view, from a medical point of view, right? Yes or no? Aapko bhi pata hai, sari dunya ko pata hai. Heart agar sahi nahi hai, toh the body can't function. From a spiritual aspect as well, if the heart is hard, if it is dirty and filthy, if it has a lot of grudge in it, you can never live a peaceful life on the earth. Because what others drive will hurt you. What others wear will hurt you. Where others go will hurt you. Because why? This has to be shining and clean and cleaned and purified. It needs to be made softer and softer and softer to the extent that others' words don't hurt you. What they drive doesn't hurt. What they say doesn't hurt. What they do doesn't hurt. But the first thing that gets hurt in a person is the heart. No matter how strong it is. Anything you say to a person with your words or action, it first affects here. And the condition of the qalb is such that it always changes. It's never on the same state, dear viewers. So if you open Siratul Jinan also, you would learn Subhanallah, which is a tafsir of the Quran Pak in Dawat Islami, Subhanallah, in which we speak about the softening of the heart. And as I said, jealousy, malice, hatred, grudge, all these things which can harden the heart. And hardness of the heart means that the heart becomes so hard due to not remembering death and the hereafter. The heart experiences jealousy and other vices because the heart doesn't think about akhirat. جواب دے دینا ہے اللہ کی ہاں جواب بھی دینا ہے ہمارے اعمال تولے جائیں گے قبر میں بھی جانا ہے لیکن نہیں the heart when it never thinks of all of this it then commits more sins and more sins that the advice does not affect the heart لاکھ آپ کسی کو نصیحت دیں کچھ نہیں اثر ہوتا ہے a person gets inclined towards sins he does not feel a sense of shame when committing his sin and he does not consider repentance either why because یہ سخت ہو جاتا ہے اتنا ڈیفیکلٹ ہو جاتا ہے کہ آپ دیکھیں نا وین یو نو یو نو اٹس ناٹ اے مائنر سن اٹس اے میجر سن بیکاز وائی اٹ از ناٹ اے مائنر ڈیزیز اٹ از اے میجر ڈیزیز یعنی دا ڈیزیز آف دا ہارٹ اٹ از سو ڈسٹرکٹیو اللہ اکبر تر اللہ عزوجل سیدنا ہولی قران پاک ان سورہ البقرہ بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة او اشد قسوة after it Your hearts hardened? Hi, hi, hi. So they are like rocks or even harder. Quran is saying, Wahsab, heart is not soft always. Don't look at the physical texture ki haan itna hi bada hai, jitna bada sust hota hai, aur uska ye hota hai, kuch bhi chup jayega to insaan mar jayega. Lekin sakht bhi hota hai. Sakht aisa hai ki, Allahu Akbar, imagine words which are so soft, which go through the ears and touches the heart. But the person who got a hard heart, آپ لاکھ اس کو نصیحت دیں اٹ ول گو فرام ون ایئر اٹ ول کم آؤٹ فرام دی ادر دا ایڈوائز نیور ریچز دا ہارٹ دے مے ریسائٹ دا قرآن اٹ ڈزنٹ گو بینیتھ دا تھروٹ ہارٹ ہیز بیکم ہارڈن واٹ سافٹنز دا ہارٹ ذکر آف اللہ عز و جل واٹ سافٹنز دا ہارٹ سنت آف مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واٹ سافٹنز دا ہارٹ صلاح عبادت What softens the heart? Keep roza and fast for the pleasure of Allah عز و جل What softens the heart? Start loving people around you. Stop hating people. What softens the heart? Connect yourself with the awliyas, with the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What softens the heart? Associate yourself with this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah, Da'wat Islam, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Travel in 3 days Madani Qafila, 1 week Din Madani Qafila, and see how your heart will soften and you'll see the difference. You will attain purification of the heart. You will attain purity of the heart. And the moment you start cleansing the heart, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, anything you read, anything you study, anything you want to understand will become much more easier for you. Everything is connected to the heart. It is so important, dear viewers. If the heart is straight, the rest of the body parts are straight. If the king is corrupted, then the subjects are also corrupted, like every other country in the world, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah. If your king is obedient, the body parts will be obedient, such as the eyes, the ears, the mouth, the tongue, the hands and the legs. But if the king is corrupted, whereas the king wants to sleep only, the king wants to commit haram and fornication, then the subjects will follow whatever the king orders to say and do for the day, dear viewers. So let's purify this heart. This is the remote control for the rest of the body, dear viewers. It starts from here. It commences from the eyes. What your eyes see is what your brains will tell your heart to do. Allahu Akbar. And when that happens, then mistakes happen. Then wrong statements are made. Then theft is done. Robberies are done. Things happen which you don't want to do, and then you sit with regrets, seeking forgiveness and asking maafi from each another. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, let's plan ourselves well. What do you say about this, Munana Sahib?
We always tend to keep our surroundings clean. Nobody likes their house dirty. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes filth in their surroundings, in their place of residence, in their rooms, on their desks and tables. Similarly, in the kitchen, similarly, the heart of a person is the central point of a person's being. And it's therefore, it is in the middle. The heart is kept in the middle. Why? Because it is Ra'isul A'dha. This is where the command comes to all the bodily limbs, and the rest of the body follows. And this is the place where Allah's tajalli and Allah's nur shines, subhanallah. When we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is where the light of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it illuminates the heart. But this is the same heart where if we harbor the darkness of sins, malice, jealousy, corruption, cheating, lying, deceiving others, these sort of things, then the same heart will now become so dark that it loses its own address. You know, as we say, we don't know where we're going, which direction we're heading into. We're roaming around like headless chickens. Why? Because our hearts have stopped accepting guidance. But not to that extent, because alhamdulillah, there is still hope, because we are mu'min. If there is any ill feelings, first of all, we should try to remove it. And if the damage has been done, if you've already done the damage of hurting someone, then at least go and try to mend the relationship, inshallah.
But that too can only happen if the heart is clean.
Yes.
So how important it is for the heart to be clean, that you gave a very good example, and together with that is solution, that if you have caused the damage, go and seek forgiveness. Go and make maaf. And trust me, dear viewers, this is the best thing to ever do. If you have hurt the feelings of some person, you have said the wrong thing, you aren't wrong, fine. You think you're not wrong. Just go and ask for forgiveness. Just ask for maafi and become smaller now. Lekin girne wale jahan samalte hain, Maulana Sahab. You make yourself small here. The one who has humbled himself for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will grant him loftiness. Allah Azza wa Jalla will pick him up. Allah will raise him. Allah Azza wa Jalla will grant him izzat. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give him what he needs, dear viewers of Madini Channel. But unfortunately, we do not look in the direction. And if you want to seek forgiveness, this has to be clean before you seek forgiveness, because you can never be motivated to seek forgiveness, or it might just be on the top. If this is clean, you from the heart will seek forgiveness, then Allah will also forgive you if the case is such that you have done some evil. So inshallah, we make tawbah, make istighfar. We are going towards our solutions, because we are speaking about cleansing of the heart and various other things. If somebody's question is, I read the Quran, can the Quran cleanse my heart? Yes, you are right. The Quran can clean your heart. Recite the Quran with tarjama-e Kanzul Iman Sharif. Ye aap meherbani kare please. Kanzul Iman Sharif ka tarjama aap padhein, phir aapka dil aur chamkega inshallah. Why? Because now you're gaining knowledge and ilm. Remember, dear viewers of Madini Channel, there are various reasons for us to have takabbur, Mulana Sahib. And takabbur, pride, ostentation, this trait is also related to the heart as well. Yani it's the disease that's connected to the heart. Then bande ko fame chahiye, name chahiye, shohrat aur izzat chahiye, right? You agree, dear viewers of Madini Channel? Subhanallah. So if this is the case, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that everything is related to the heart, so we need to understand what the book of guidance says about cleansing of the heart, what the manual scriptures are saying about how we can overcome these diseases. Listening to the advice is one thing, but once you recite the Quran with its meaning, it will have an effect on the heart. And once you start finding the effect on the heart, allow this transformation to take place. From a be-namazi, you should become a namazi. From a sinner, you should become a pious person. From the one who has no fear for God, you should start fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. This will happen and can happen, providing that you understand the Quran and then recite the Quran. If you have spent 50, 60 years of your life and you never read even one para, one sipara, one juz of the Quran, a single chapter without understanding, then what was the meaning of your 60 years of life in this world? What have you really done in 60 years, Master? Agar samajh karke nahi padha hai, to 60 saal se humne kiya kya hai duniya? What was the purpose of coming, dear viewers of Madani Channel? So, chale, get yourself involved in that thing. Just maksad se hamare, we have come in this world. For the reason that we have been created, and that is for the dhikr of Allah, that is for the worship of Allah, that is for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So, do that more for which you have been born. Engross yourself in that more for which you have been created. Imagine, Muasab, you create a light, meaning a light is created to give us light, to give us roshni. But we create the light and we take something else, some other work out of this world. Light.
Let's say heat.
It's a heater, yeah. This is a chair, and we say, no, the chair is for standing, not for sitting. The purpose for what it was created, do the opposite of that purpose. Agar hum ibadat ke liye paida kiye gaye hain, aur hum gunah hi mein mubtala hi rahe, 24 ghante astaghfirullah ala a'udhu billah, then are you fulfilling the purpose for which Allah has created you? In one day, in today's day, from the morning to the evening, how many times have you fulfilled the purpose for which Allah has created you? Now, this is how we need to program our minds, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And trust me, by the time Eid will come, dear viewers, if your relationship was sour with people, you will start finding sweetness in that, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Humble yourself when you speak with people. Humble yourself when you talk to your parents, especially. And subhanallah, you don't have to give your opinion every time you're asked for, because of these difference of opinion arguments also occur on ourselves. And a person doesn't focus on the purification of the heart itself. So it's the heart which can resolve these matters for you, dear viewers. And if you think you are reading salah, you're reading your namaz, your ibadat, your Quran, and I don't need to rectify my heart, then you are wrong. There is never a time in your life when there is never any need for you to rectify your heart. There's always space, there's always room, there's always a need, and there's always an opportunity for you to make sure that you do not allow for the sins of the dunya to contaminate the peace of your heart and the purity of the heart. So you have to be very much focused as to which are those symptoms which can damage and ruin the peace and make your heart napak because of the filth of the dunya. And unfortunately, we don't look at things like this. We think, no, after swearing, fighting and hoarding somebody's money and wealth, my heart is very clean, Mulana Sahab. I don't speak bad about people, you know. This is the statements that are made. You find the guy shouting, the one who is depriving some person of something, but after every few lines, they will say, but my heart is clean. Time has come for us to rectify our actions, our souls, our heart, and connect yourself with the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the heart is sound, trust me, nothing of the world ever affects you. It doesn't make a difference, because why? The only thing you're concerned about is never to ruin the peace and the purity of the heart, because you have made this the home for the love of Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Study the lives of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu, because his heart contains only Allah and Rasul, therefore the wealth of this world, every time he tried to make home in his heart, failed. Look at the life of Umar Farooq radiyallahu anhu, because his heart only contained love of Allah and his Rasul, never did the world and the temptation of the world ever was possible for you to make home and way into the heart of Umar radiyallahu anhu. Likewise, Usmani Ghani and Mawla Ali, with one Allah Ta'ala Ali Majma'in. Look at all the Sahabas and companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look at the female Sahabiyat of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What better examples in the lives of our pious predecessors? The moment the heart becomes purified, trust me, it will even have an effect on your health, meaning your physical health. You will stay healthier. Your face will stay brighter because the heart is cleaner. Our problem, Mulana sahab, yahi raha hai pichle kai saalon se ki hum safai karte hain magar sirf chehre ki safai karte hain. Hum safai pasand karte hain lekin safai kis cheez ka? Chehre ka, body ka, ki hum acha lagna chahte hain, acha dikhna chahte hain. Lekin why don't we focus all our attention in our physical apparent situation? Why don't we attention that on our hearts, dear viewers? The very same focus should be upon the heart, because if you place the very same emphasis on the heart, then you would notice how fast and how soon you will come out of many situations, inshallah, azza wa jalla. You will start having wisdom in your life. Why? Because your heart is cleansed. Allah azza wa jalla will give you ilham. Things, ideas and answers to situations will appear in the heart. Why? Because you have diverted your attention of the heart towards the remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla. Keep making this dua. ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ دِينِكَ يَا مُقَلِّبَ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِي عَلَىٰ طَاعَتِكَ. So if you are the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't waste time. Start as of today. Our sisters, our brothers. Mulana sahib, can roza itself be that transportation and conveyance which may take the banda to that point of cleansing of the heart?
Yes, the fasting, alhamdulillah, is the spiritual aspect. As we have just consolidated that this is the spiritual feed for the soul.
Spiritual feed.
Yes, we are feeding our soul spiritually by not eating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Logically, it doesn't make so much sense, but in the spiritual world, alhamdulillah, yeah, this does wonders. Sure. And we are those who have iman in ghaib, subhanallah. We are those who are praised in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises us for having iman in the things that are unseen, that are unheard.
Wow.
We believe in Jannah, we believe in Jahannam, believe in the angels, we believe in the jinns. Mm-hmm. Things we haven't seen, no, we have heard. We haven't smelled the fragrance of Jannah, but we believe in Jannah, subhanAllah. We even ask for Jannah 5 times a day, subhanAllah. So yes, in this regard, so this is the real deal. Of pursuing our spiritual loftiness, our spiritual well-being, rectifying our hearts, cleansing our hearts, as opposed to shining our outer selves. See, the focus of ours has been shifted from the thing that is real, from the thing that are cosmetic.
Right.
Foundation of the house. How important is it? The foundation has to be at least 7 feet.
Right.
Plus minus.
Right.
So this is the minimum requirement.
Allah,
right?
Allah, Allah.
If it's less than that, then there is no certainty whether the building is going to stand or going to collapse. But let's say, for example, according to our current mindset, we don't worry about what the foundation looks like. We only worried about how nice the windows must be, what kind of globes we're going to put inside, what kind of chandeliers, how we're going to decorate it. It looks beautiful from the outside. The second day, it won't even exist for you to see. So yes, we want to shine ourselves
Allah,
outside and cosmetic, cosmetic stuff. Like, for example, your car, it doesn't have the engine. There's 100 things are wrong with the engine, but you want to take it for panel beating and you want to make it nice and shiny, and there must be no rust on the outer and the body, and the paint must be nice and shiny, all ironed out, everything. So from outside, it looks like, wow. From the inside, it is falling apart.
Allah, Allah.
So this is the case of someone who pays attention, all their attention, focuses all their attention on the external things that do not really contribute to our realness, that, you know, the real human being that we are, to our core, which is our heart. Subhanallah. In this regard, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says and guides us towards this factor that Allah azza wa jal does not look at your bodies. He does not look at your appearance, how good you are looking. Walaki yanzuru ila qulubikum, but he looks at your heart.
Kya baat hai Madini ki. Dear viewers, likewise, the person presents himself in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aur usne nasihat mangi ke sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap hame kuch nasihat farmaye. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to this person, he says, if you want to soften your heart, if you want to purify your heart, if you want to clean your heart, you want to soften your heart, feed the poor and stroke the heads of the orphan brothers. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful advice given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you intend to soften your heart from hardness of the dunya, you want to make your heart more pious, you want fear of Allah to come into your heart, then these are the things. Feed the poor people at times. When the heart will become soft, automatically it will become pious. Piety will start entering into the heart. It's very hard and difficult for advice to enter in that heart. Abhi ye jo advices humne diye hain aaj ke din mein, the only time it can enter the heart and have an effect on the heart is when your heart in advance is soft. So therefore, first soften the ground, then you plant the seed. Farmers do not plant the seeds into sakht ground.
Subhanallah.
They will soften the ground. Acha. Aur dil ko soft karne ke liye hum direct se khudai karenge to mar bhi sakte hain. Pehle isko soft kare pani se. Like how the farmers will first wet the ground before they, subhanallah, prepare for plantation. you can soften the heart with tears, with crying, dear Yusuf Adilisha. Subhanallah. And then you can plant the seed of your iman into your heart, Allahu Akbar, and then see the blessings of which in a few days, few weeks, and few months, how closer you get to Allah Azza wa Jalla, يعني, to His rahmat, to His mercy. So in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the beloved Rasul specified two things: to treat people with goodness. I mean, two ways to soften the heart. Subhanallah. Pondering over the beauty of wisdom of these words, dear viewers, we learn that having good conduct with poor people and orphans is a wonderful way. So why don't we meet the poor? Why don't we feed the poor? Why don't we like sitting with the poor? Do you know? This pride that we have, Mulana Sahib, in us, pride, takabur. Ulama ye bhi farmate hain ki takabur, riyakari, pride, ostentation, ye jo cheeze hain. Insaan ki zindagi mein sabse pehli cheez kaun si hai jiske wajah se usko takabur aata hai? Kya paisa hai? Kya beauty hai? Kya daulat hai? Kya izzat shohrat hai? Kaun si cheez hai jiske wajah se insaan ko takabur experience hota hai? To ulama ye farmate hain ki maal to teesre number pe, sabse pehle awwal number pe ilm, knowledge, because of which a person starts to have pride, and also related to the heart. Also related to the heart, Masab.
Sometimes, Sayyidi, a person may not have anything but still have pride. Yes.
Kuch na ho ke.
Yes. So we have seen this in people that although there is nothing that they can be proud of, you know.
Something. They always cry about something. So,
yes.
So dear viewers of Madani Channel, where is the point what Masab is saying? I mean, think about it. You have nothing to boast about, but I'm still boasting. Shaitan is the best example, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we have before us, who has knowledge, who has ilm, who had ilm and knowledge. For how many millions of years he worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla, being the teacher of the Malaika, the one who was so great, Allahu Akbar. He became rajim. He was doomed. He was rejected because of arrogance and pride. But he had knowledge, dear viewers. And today, that little knowledge that we have, and upon the little that we have pride, and we don't like to take the advice of others, is arrogance. It is from shaitan. Become humbled, like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who had so much of knowledge. That's how much of ilm he had, that he had written thousands of books, but he was found as one of the most humble ulamas. How God-fearing people are so much concerned, dear viewers, is because of ilm and knowledge. So that ilm and knowledge is supposed to soften the heart, and as well as make us successful in purifying the heart as well. So if you don't find this happening now, it's going to be very hard later. It starts from a little age. The vices of the dunya, the problems of this world, and everything related to this planet will always make the heart harder, never softer. You have the option in your hands, and you will have to know what are those ingredients which can make my heart even more purer than it is. I want my heart to shine even more. I want Allah's love to be in my heart. And the sign of this will be that you will never care about the dunya. You will not be any, you will have no concern in your heart when it comes to the losses of the world. It will make no difference to you. What Allah has ordained, what Allah has willed for you will happen. So why are you making your heart chase the dunya? And anxiety happens, Munana Sahib, the first place where the attack happens here. That races the fastest. Heart thinks so much, yani the brain is thinking, the heart is working together with it, pumping so much that all those bad vices also affect the heart first. And then the person lands up in hospital and thereafter in the qabristan. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant long life to our viewers out there, and may we make tawbah from these vices and sins. May we become pious. May we be successful in shining our hearts. Balki aap ye padhte rahein, chamakte se paate hain sab paane wale. Mera dil bhi chamka de chamkane wale. Barasta nahi dekhkar abre rahmat, badon par bhi barsa de barsane wale. Tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah. Meri chashme alam se jhook jaane wale. Subhanallah. Maulana Sahib, we have like just few minutes before we terminate today's program as well. And from the very beginning, you have given us those beautiful Madani pearls once again, that gives us motivation to pick up once again, you know, stand once again, dust ourselves, keep walking, keep walking. Today, if there was something that brought you down in your taqwa, in your jazbah, in your emotions, then try to overcome that situation. And Mulana Sahib, mashallah, it's right to the end of the program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi وسلم.
Beautify your character with deeds of the best. In kindness and mercy, let your soul find rest. Embrace the Prophet's path in every word and deed. For in his noble footsteps, true beauty will lead.